Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome everyone to Saturday AM Live / Team Rogers mentoring call. We just had a question come up and I want to address that because this is one of those issues that does impact everybody. Little sidebar right as we're getting started here. So those of you who are the three dozen early birds who want to be punctual or as punctual as we can be, immunity. How to take it? Where is it produced? What's the best way to get results? Well, during not only the cooler months when people are more susceptible to spreading the germs, or if you're part of a family like mine that 80% of your family resides in a building, or as I call it, a petri dish of germs and bacteria. One of the smartest things you can do with immunity, especially this time of year, either double up, and or if you start to feel like you're coming down with something, throughout the day, pop the capsules open and dump them under your tongue. And if that's just, oh my goodness, I can't fathom that because that's so disgusting and nasty, get over it. Just get over it, all right? Because when we take anything under our tongue, much like if we're of the age where we've ever been to the doctor and we've got a heart issue and they prescribe, what are they called, the little nitro pills, or somebody can help me out and text me, right, whatever. But you know what I'm talking about. Or they say if you feel like you're having a heart issue, you take baby aspirin and you chew it up as fast as you can. The reason for that, it absorbs through the saliva ducts and gets directly into the bloodstream, and therefore bypasses the digestive gland, and the results are magnified 100 times over. And it's the same thing with any whole food product, whether it's the lactoferrin, the immunity, the jade greenzyme, anything that we can consume and take underneath of our tongue, we're going to maximize the benefits. So again, not just this time of year, but those of us who will be traveling next week, or we've already started our travel or commuting to Orlando, where we're going to be around several thousand. The nice thing is these will all be Nikan wellness consultants, so they're going to be all as healthy as horses. And by the way, horses are pretty healthy. I double-checked that little pithy saying. And so we don't have to be as suspicious. However, when Stacy and I were on the cruise a month ago, the first Team Kaizen cruise, we took the lactoferrin that way and just increased our immunity on top of the immunity, add the lactoferrin just to give ourselves a boost. I take everything directly under the tongue. Stacy can't tolerate that and won't stand for it. But when she's coming down with something, then we go to that route. So highly recommend it. As far as the question that was addressed of we thought, or why is the immunity setting on the dock, we thought it was manufactured here in the United States. It actually has never been manufactured here in the United States because of the rare 14 different types of mushrooms that it's derived from or made from. Some of those you can't find them here. So rather than ship the raw materials here and then manufacture, Nikan has always been producing it overseas. I don't remember which country. I'm going to guess someplace in Asia, being it's coming through the Long Beach port. But I was under that premise too. And our immunity is on back order as well. There's no date as far as I've seen that was attached to it. I did call this week and try to get an update, and they don't know. So everybody that is a person of faith and that believes that God can overwhelm and take authority over these port workers. I believe what I last heard was they've come to an agreement and they're back working at a normal schedule rather than the slowdown, but it has impacted thousands of different companies, and it has also impacted into the tune of billions of dollars. So immunity does come from overseas, and just be wise with it. And again, with anything, and I would highly encourage when you're talking to people about any of Nikan's whole foods, if they want to maximize the benefit, have them take it underneath their tongue and get used to it. Because things that are good for us, they may not taste like, you know, chocolate chip mint ice cream, the most popular ice cream flavor in the United States. It's just because whole foods are not loaded with processed sugar and all that stuff. So anyway, just a little sidebar as we jump on into everything, and we're going to roll with this like we've been doing for the last few weeks, those of you who haven't tuned in to Saturday AM Live for a bit, we've had a massive convergence or a kind of a switching over to the purpose, the reason this call was started 15 years ago. It was literally established as a mentoring call to support a dozen or so people when it comes to giving people, providing the support and the information, the answers of what we need or what we could use to help better equip us as wellness consultants to share with other people. So going back on that sidebar of immunity, thank you, Mary Lou Reardon. Just sent me a text and said that their backordered immunity arrived yesterday. So be looking for that. Maybe that's the notification that I got 2 days ago that I'm looking forward to arriving on Tuesday before I jump on the plane. So hopefully the timing of that will be perfect. So maybe that's that order, because it wouldn't tell me what was in it, and I suppose I could call. But so if that's the case, then we're good to go. The immunity should be on its way. The best way to find that out is actually to put in a mock order for immunity and see if it's because it won't tell you. No, it'll tell us before we even put in the credit card information whether it's back ordered or not. So that's the best way. Maybe somebody on the line right now who's in front of their computer could try that, and before the end of the call, you could let us know if it's all up to snuff. So back to the call today. Let's see who else is on the line with me before we jump on into this, so I know who to call on. Part of the mentoring process, part of being quality enrolled, part of being in the group Team Rogers, is that, as we've stated time and time again, we don't call on people to call them out. It's never to create any sort of awkwardness. If it does create a sense of nervousness, it's good, because that promotes growth. It's never meant to demoralize. And we've got a team of people that are just rocking and rolling. And I was just getting ready to get logged on here, and I apologize for being a little bit behind the eight ball here. And because I wanted to get some up-to-date numbers on what this amazing group is doing. And at any given time, if you are not part of the Rogers organization and you want to be part of a mentoring organization, mentoring group, I would really encourage you to get a hold of an Upline Diamond or Royal Diamond and find out if they're leading a call. There's a couple people that we added in the last week and a half that are not part of the Rogers organization. And but we're going to get stuck on this immunity sidebar here. Thank you again, Mary Lou. We're good to go for immunity, folks. So no longer back ordered. If yours is was back ordered, it'll be on its way soon. Mary Lou just put in the mock order for us, so we're good. Yep, it's all good. So thank you for that. Really want to encourage you. If you're part of NECAN and you want more out of it than what you've had in the last few months or last few years, you want to see your business grow, you want to see some accelerated growth, in that you want to up the ante. And as I learned a long time ago, that if we're not satisfied with our rate of success, we need to increase our rate of failure. We got to get some more no's. We got to get out there and share this with people. And as we've been saying the last few weeks, it's not about sharing the products or sharing the business. It's about just sharing NECAN. Let people know your story. Let people know why this was started by Issamu Masuda 40 years ago. Let them hear the vision of the company, that it all started with a pair of insoles. There's a lot of network marketing companies out there that get started, that get concocted the idea because somebody realized, hey, there's a need for this. But more than that, this is what our family's been doing, and hey, what if we could mass produce this and share it with other people? And that's how most companies get started, whether they're a network marketing company or they're started in somebody's garage. Look at all the great companies that have existed. They all started with an idea or a concept to get something to the common public, and there we go. And that vision is what inspires people to jump on board and be a part. 90% of people get attracted to NECAN because of the product. So let's allow people to discover it. I'm going to share literally a consultant of ours that came on board not even 20 minutes ago and just ordered the Vital Day Pack as a result of just that. And but we're going to get to some other folks first. And before we do that, let's find out who's on the line. If you are part of the Team Rogers mentoring group, which means you have filled out that mentoring agreement, you said, yep, I'm going to be quality enrolled, I want to get mentored, and you're on the line right now, go ahead and hit *6 on your phone line. And again, you know who you are. We've been doing this for a few weeks now, and I just want to, find out. I know Reese's on the line.
This line is now unmuted.
Good morning, Lee, from California. Okay, who else do we have?
Steve.
Okay, I heard Jeannie. Who was the other female? I could maybe take turns or something. I don't know what's the best way to do this.
Okay, well,
there we go. Okay, we got Molly. Ahead. Okay.
Oh, okay. And
so
now
Molly, Lee, Rita, and Jeannie. Who else?
Steve.
Steve John. And was that Barbara Benfield?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic.
Andy and Ron say.
Good morning, Ron and Candy. Okay.
Julie,
thank you. And I think I heard Steve's voice as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, well, that's enough. We'll get started. Oh, go ahead.
Ted Kelly.
Good morning, Patricia. Thank you. Patricia. And, of course, Mom's here. Okay, thank you. All right, well, let's start. Now that I know who we got represented, and Mom, you're going to have to pull up your own watch list if you're in front of your computer, and you can give your numbers. Let's just start with some numbers, and then I'm going to share a thought that we pulled from the Diamond/Royal Diamond call this week with our President Ben Woodward. And I truly wish, I really do wish that there was a way that everybody in the field, and this has been something that Royal Diamond Mike DiMuccio requested. We really do wish that everybody could hear what's being shared by these leaders, because literally we're all in the trenches together. We're all discovering this and literally rebirthing NECAN. It's been nicknamed the new NECAN, NECAN 2.0. Dennis Estes has an amazing, I can't remember what you call those jackets, like a athletic jacket. And it's right on the left chest right there. It says NECAN 2.0, and I can't remember the logo he's got on the back. But this thing is growing at an accelerated rate that I don't know if anybody really even anticipated it. But, you know, the biggest thing that jumped off the call this week for me was this, that being quality enrolled, having a goal every single month of achieving 500 points, personal volume. This is a concept that's counterculture to NECAN and the history globally. And it's especially counterculture here in North America, because we've all gotten into a mode, well, I should say most of us, not all of us, we've gotten into a mode that we just really want to get people on board NECAN as a consultant, just like we are, because that's the way they can get the biggest bang for their buck, and on and on and on. And that's traditional network marketing. Well, this is collaborative entrepreneurship. And if we can make that adaptation over to some new terms, some new ideas, some new concepts, we can gain a sense of where the culture is today. 90% of people come on board NECAN because of the product. We introduce them to the Mr. Masuda vision of where it started 40 years ago with a pair of mag steps. And that he really, his whole goal was to get a pair of these in everybody's shoes, everybody that has feet, so they could derive what the earth has given us, what God put in the earth as the magnetic force field, to allow our bodies to function the way they should, because we're not walking around barefoot anymore. And with that vision, the company has grown to 35 plus countries, 40 years of business, over $25 billion in sales. I mean, it's a big deal. And then show them. Let them see where we're at today with the M stride. Mom, don't let me forget to tell the story of Emma, okay? I'll tell that later. I want to jump on in. So quality enrolled is making a goal of saying, you know, I'm gonna get out there. I'm going to have an auto ship of $100, and I'm going to get out there and share this with other people. And I'm looking at a list right now of 18 people that are part of the Vance and Stacey Rogers organization, and Mom will give a report on her numbers. And I'm looking at 18 people, and all but one, two, three, and Donna, actually, Donna will be there by the end of the day. I got a text from her late last night, Donna Pinnex, in Richmond, Virginia. And she said, I'm putting in a customer tonight. She's ordering the Vital Balance tomorrow and a couple other things. So that'll push me up over the 500 mark. So 16 of 18 that made that commitment, either last month or this month, we did it. We pulled it off. And this is absolutely fantastic. And so we're literally setting a new theme, a new culture for NECAN. And then out of that comes a duplicatable model to go forward. And that's one of the things that we literally can do if we make the decision. I'm going to get out there and share it with people. I'm going to run the gauntlet and take advantage of this customer appreciation program or customer incentive program, as it's called online. I'm going to shoot to get 2 or 4 or 6 new customers this month. And I'll tell you, it's a ton of fun. It's not just for the motivation of getting $50 in free product. It's about expanding NECAN to other people. And it doesn't cost them anything to join as a customer. So get them in, get them connected with the product, and let them experience it. Mom, what was your takeaway from the Diamond Call, the one thing that just jumped out at you?
Well, he is so poetic with his words. I have to actually look at his
own. And you're saying he. You're talking about me, right? Your son?
Ben, yeah, you can duplicate him better than I can. So, I mean, you're right in there. But it's not the... what's important to you is not to prioritize your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. Yeah, he talks in poetry to me.
Say that again so people can write it down. That's a quote by Stephen Covey.
Okay. The key is the most important part to us is not to prioritize our schedule, but to schedule our priorities. And I don't care who said them. He hooks enough together to make it poetry. So that's all I can say. And that's only one of the tidbits, but it just goes on and on when you realize that these are little things, but no, they're not little, they're huge things. And it's really easy not to get the activities in because you've got other things that you're busy with. And that busyness is what hurts you.
Mm-hmm. So you taught me this years ago that saying, oh, okay, I've got this evening, and there's nothing on TV, so that's not going to be a distraction for me. And oh, hey, you know, I know it's 7 o'clock in the evening, I can make a bunch of phone calls, but I really, really want to watch that DVD, that newest one by Roger Drummer. That's what I'll do. That's going to be productive time for me tonight, because I'm getting smarter and I'm adding to my knowledge and my wisdom. That would probably be the best use of my time, even though I really should make a bunch of follow-up calls since I sent out some information last week. Yeah, no. You taught me that activity is not productivity unless we're actually connecting with people.
That's right. I learned that the first time around in network marketing.
That's really that we can, as William Todd shared, our vision can be fractured. We have to choose to believe something different. And get out there and have some fun. And the key is not to prioritize our schedule, but to schedule our priorities and really, really have some fun with that. Okay, let's jump into things and have some fun here, okay? And those of you who jumped on the line here and demuted yourself, since we're in the same time zone, Lee, Maurice. Okay.
I just knew you were gonna call on me first.
Well, it's only because you're sporting that sexy voice that you've got this week.
Oh yeah, we're very good at leftovers.
So Lee, let me just give you, and I'm looking at the numbers here right now, and I want to share with the group. You're at where did that go? 797 in volume in points. Okay, and I can do a big breakdown, which is kind of irrelevant, but a good portion of that is in your own auto ship, and yet you introduced some customers this month.
I did. I got a new customer who I followed up with twice. But he's also, as I mentioned, I think last week or sometime talking to you, she is recovering from surgery. So my plan is to follow up today with her to try to get to express to her the importance of getting on an auto ship of several things that are going to build up her immune system. I spoke with someone who knows her well to make sure that I wasn't putting any, you know, pressure on her financially. And they said, no, their finances are fine. But I think she's just been ill and recovering. And so I'd like to be able to share with her the importance of having these products come every month so that she can maintain her recovery and gain strength and vitality back. So that's someone I have a follow-up with. A couple of my other follow-ups in the last week have been a lot through text, unfortunately, because my voice just kept cutting out on me. So I finally just resorted to texting, which I hate having conversations via text. So being that today is the last day, I am going to be doing several follow-ups today.
Okay, and what time for you, Lee, do you call it quits today?
Oh, probably at about 8 o'clock tonight.
That a girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see people after hitting bed, but I'm not going to let anything go without having, you know, at least accomplished the people I wanted to follow through with and keep getting back to them, because Saturdays are busy days for people.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked that, because Reed Nelson reminded us all this week that the month ends at 11:59:59 tonight. Now, those of you on the East Coast, you got till 2:59:59 a.m. And some of you East Coast people are crazy. I mean, you stay up that late. So don't stop until you've established a quitting time, and there's just you just can't, because here's the deal, here's the rub. Next week we're going to be exposed to a whole new world of NECAT. A 40-year celebration is a big stinking deal, and anybody we make contact with right now at the beginning of next week, we get to follow up with them in a week, week and a half, 2 weeks from now, and say, hey, remember what I told you last week? Well, change all that. Because there's been an entirely new shift. There was a new product that was introduced. Whatever you want to do, it's still going to be new and foreign to them. But we can come back with a whole new angle and really, really have some fun. Julie, you're on the road, correct? Thank you for sharing, Lee. I appreciate it. And you mentioned one thing, that I want to draw attention to. Really, really cater to what people's level of communication is. If it's via phone, if it's in person, if it's via text, if it's via email, whatever they're most comfortable with, go that road. And what Lee did of setting an example of contacting another person who is closer to the contact and asking, hey, how's she doing with recovery or what's going on? I mean, the polar opposite would be something obnoxious of going up to the hospital and marching right into the room, you know, as she's coming out of the anesthesia and saying, man, you got to start getting these nutritionals in your system right now. Maybe we can dump them into your IV line here. And, you're sitting there breaking up lactoferrin capsules and dumping them in the bag. And the nurses and the orderlies are coming in here and throwing, you know, you in a straitjacket, going to take you down to the psychiatric ward. That's not what we're trying to do here. Let's cater to people to where they're at. That's how we be sensitive and how we do the right thing. Okay. Julie Clark, I know you're en route, I believe, to Orlando.
Dan?
There we go.
Yes, I will be leaving on Wednesday for Orlando.
Oh, so you haven't left quite yet. So tell us about the new customers that you brought on board, and I just switched screens on, so I don't remember what your total is. What's your PV total right now?
My PV is around 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that my group is around 2,000, just over 2,000.
Okay.
So, yes, I've been traveling this week, so I have a lot of new contacts. They didn't put their orders in yet, so I may have my new customers for next month instead of this month. Because when people are on the road, they lots of times want to wait until they get back home to put their orders in. So
okay.
If you push too much, then you're going to turn them off, and then you're not going to get an order at all. So
uh-huh.
I have 5 new contacts, all of which, at least 3 of them will be ordering. I'm pretty certain of, because I was traveling last week in Massachusetts. So, and then Wednesday I leave for the convention, so.
You weren't really traveling, you were basically discovering new definitions of the color white, I think it is, right?
Right.
Or snow. Julie, do you have a certain phrase, or do you have any type of ways to communicate to people a sense of urgency when you put them in as a customer? Because we know. That our goal is when we register somebody as a customer, which again is absolutely free, we really want them to connect with Zinnikin Solutions right away. The sooner they do that, the sooner they'll get them, the sooner they'll get to enjoy the benefits. And a quick tip would be if it's the simple, commonplace things that we all should have an extra one on hand or several extra on hand, as we learned from Ron D'Amico, when was that, about a year and a half ago, and that's a highly recommended listening call. It was a 2-part series we did with Ron and Connie D'Amico here on Saturday AM Live. You can scroll down through until you see their names, Ron and Connie D'Amico. But he gave some excellent tips on the typical solutions, the bracelets, the necklaces, the insoles, the wraps, always having a few of those on hand because they're the most popular items. And then when people say, oh yeah, well I'd like to get the, oh really, well here you go. Let's get you registered as a customer, and then we can go ahead and place your order. But here, you can have mine, and we'll just ship it right back to my house, and I'll replace my little, I don't really have an inventory. But Julie, how do you put a sense of urgency on it, or do you have a phrase that you like to use? Because again, we know that this is kind of a contest to take advantage of that customer incentive program.
Dan?
Yes.
Sorry, my phone went dead on me.
That's okay. A phrase that you like to use for your customers to convey a sense of urgency to get them to order, especially
well,
in the same month that we register them.
Right. I didn't register them because they didn't place orders yet, but I have
okay.
all their information, their contact information, their emails, their phone numbers, so that when they're ready, because I was afraid they might not get it done before the end of the month, so I didn't want to mess up on that.
Okay.
And so I gave them samples of the 10-4 that they absolutely loved, and so now they don't want to be without it. So that's sort of been my urgency. And one college fella thinks that he wants to get a few friends to come on with him at the same time. So I suggested to him that was a great idea, and I'm going to be touching bases with him at the beginning of the week before I go to Orlando.
Okay. You mentioned something. We don't want to push people because they'll either push back or they don't like that sense of pressure. And yet there is a sense of urgency. Like I said, the sooner people get connected with Zinnikin Solutions, the sooner they're going to get results.
Right, it's a thin line. You push too much and you lose them, and you don't push enough and you lose them. So it's getting used to what's right, and the more people you talk to, then you can tell. You just know what's going to be better and what's not going to be better, and that's why, as MJ Durkin says, you just keep talking to people. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at with that.
And just for the record, I want people to understand where you're coming from, Julie. You've been in Nikan for how long?
I've been in Nikan for almost 18 years, but I was a customer. I was a customer for many years because I just wanted the products for me while I was working at the hospital. And now that I've left the hospital sick world so that I can be in the well world full time, now I'm ready to build up my team more, which I have been gradually consistently doing because I want to build a good foundation so that I always have that minimum volume, you know, I keep trying to double it. So, in the 2000 range now. So I just need to get that, double to 4 and then double to 8. But my goal is to keep doubling.
Okay. Which, by the way, you use that word doubling. Mac and Pat McTerry, they reported on Tuesday that their group of people that have bought in, if I can use that term, they've bought in. They said, yep, count me. I want to do this quality enrollment thing. From January to February, the group that they are working with doubled in that month's time. And Julie, what you're talking about doing, doubling your volume each month, is it possible? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when we connect people to the solution, they're going to get results. They're going to start talking to people, and away we go. And let's start them out as customers. There's a lot of people out there that they don't want to do this. And I don't know which story I want to share that I'm more excited about, whether it's Emma, an 8-year-old girl who is... Why do these stories about kids just get you right there in the back of the throat that you can't even talk? Why is that? Is it because I'm a dad of 3 daughters? But here's a girl at age 3 who was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. And 2 weeks ago, she got out of her cast and got fitted with new leg braces. I met her Thursday afternoon for the first time as she got off the school bus. And I'm standing on her grandmother's porch, and she comes bounding down the best she can with these leg braces. And her grandma had told her boyfriend that she wanted to get her a pair of the new insoles and a necklace. Well, I have those on hand. I knew that she'd probably wear the ladies' hem stride, so I went over there and I said, Emma, hi, I'm Vance. I got down on one knee and I said, I think I've seen you before at the school. Whose class are you in? And she said, oh, I'm in Mrs. Handy's class. I said, well, that's the class that my wife, and you guys call her Mrs. Rogers or Mrs. Stacy? And she said, Mrs. Rogers. I said, well, I think she works with some of the kids in your class. She said, yeah, I know who she is. And I said, well, hey, the reason I'm here today is your grandma wanted me to show you these insoles because I understand you've got some things going on in your body, and I just thought maybe we could help you out a little bit. And she got all excited, and I said, so what? Let's try something here, Emma. I've never done this on someone your size, so this would be a treat for me. And I said, can we do that? And she said, oh, sure. And I said, let's stand right here, and I know you've never been arrested, but if you could pretend like you're being arrested and put your hands behind your back, and I walked her through the whole process of doing a simple energy test, and she fell over backwards, and I said, let's try it again. Let's see if you can really, really resist me. And we did it the second time. She was a little stronger, had a little better balance. And again, remember, she's in leg braces because she has cerebral palsy. And I stood her on the insoles, on the hip strides, and I put my right hand in her two hands, and I put my left hand on the railing on the porch, and I said, okay, here we go again, Emma. 1, 2, 3. And she completely, totally supported all my weight, and her dad and grandma are standing right there, and I'm bouncing up and down, and she starts giggling. She doesn't know that all my weight is suspended between her and the deck railing. And her grandma starts crying, and she says, Emma, look at Vance's feet, look where his feet are. And she turned her head to the left side, and she saw my feet weren't there, and she just started giggling even more, and she says, this is, what's going on? This is so neat. Oh, and her dad's standing there, and he got his arms folded across his chest, in complete disbelief. And I said, and I got down and I said, Emma, we're going to put these in your shoes. These might help you walk a little better, give you a little better balance, and give you a little more strength. And I said, and this necklace. So I finished up the whole thing. And I'll tell you, that was a life-changing experience for me. Never in the almost 23 years that I've been Nikan, that I had the opportunity on an 8-year-old little girl, just totally blew my mind away. I mean, just completely. Third grader. And I thought, what a fun business this is. How fun is that? Talked to Grandma yesterday. She registered as a customer. I ordered the insoles and the bracelet underneath her to replace mine, and away we go. Got a new customer for, actually, the gentleman who first leveled to us, and he's working today on getting a second. How fun is this? Let's bounce. Mom, can you give the numbers of you and Dad's mentees? I know Jeannie's on the line.
Yes.
Vaughn and Candy, yes. Do you have them? Where are you at? I think Joanne Hopton. Joanne, if you haven't hit *6, maybe we should call on you.
I don't have Hopton. I've got Joanne White.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why do I keep doing sorry. Joanne White.
I don't know whether she's on or not.
I talked to her late last night, or yesterday afternoon. She said she'd be on. So, Joanne, if you're on, you got to hit *6 to get interactive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm on too.
Okay. Wonderful. Mom, what are your numbers? How many of you and Dad's group quality enrolled this month?
Actually, everybody except one is just a tiny bit shy. Just a tiny. I mean, it's just, you know, yeah, it's a done deal. So,
okay.
I'm really excited about, oh my gosh, your story about Emma. It's just unbelievable. It adds a dimension of worth and wealth, not money, but just the wealth of knowing that you have helped somebody. And I know a person I've got to have share that. Is this being recorded also, Vance?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Maybe I can have it go in because, we actually have one in there that's not even knowing that she's, I mean, she's not on the mentoring, but she's on my watch list, and she's just a little tiny bit shy, too, and she doesn't even have a clue what's going on, I don't think, yet. Anyway, this is unbelievable. Now, what else do you want me to add? Joanne, are you on?
Yeah.
So, Joanne, you called me yesterday and needed some help because you, you're not quite... computer savvy, where, and none, I don't think any of us can say that we're masters at the computer unless our name is Steve Crowfoot or, you know, there's a few others out there that can really make a computer sing and talk and dance. But you needed, just simply the email with the Roger Drummer presentation put into it to send on to somebody who you said shared with me, that's going to be ordering the Vital Balance. And how easier has this been difficult for you to take it from simply being I mean, you've always been in the business of Nikan. You and Jim did it for years, but looking at where you are at today, what is the quality enrollment? What has this whole mentoring process done for you?
It's made me want to do something. Forced me to do something that I wanted to do, but I just couldn't. I just couldn't make myself do it. I just, by myself. And with your mom's help, I'm doing it. I'm still upset when you're caught with your talk about that little girl. I've become very emotional lately, and I don't like it, but what the heck, I can't help it.
Hey, I'm sorry, because I should have let everybody know this is going to be a Kleenex call.
Right. I never know. It just sneaks up on me, and I don't like that, but I don't know what to do about it.
But, Joanne, you said with your mom's help, do you feel like you've been doing this as a Lone Ranger? Right. I mean, the last few weeks, the last 2 months, or have you really felt like?
I felt like trying to get it started, I felt alone.
Okay.
Just because, I've just had some issues and it's just, had to force myself. I've always had, your mom's always been there for me, always, but, just, I don't know. But now it's different. I mean, I had I just had a call which really, the gal was, ordered the thermalware.
Mm-hmm.
And who really, really needed it, a friend of mine, I talked her into it, and she couldn't wear it. She'd been on the cortisone, and it was so tight she couldn't wear it and couldn't get the other side. So I volunteered to help her. I said, even if we have to cut it off and tape it to your body, I said, it's important. And she called last night, and she said, she tried them on again, because I was going to help her make it fit. And she said she could wear it and absolutely bounced out of bed and was wearing it all day long. And she can't move, hardly. She's really got issues. So, anyway, that really encouraged me.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole program did. I did. You know, I don't feel alone anymore.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think what you're saying, the way I'm interpreting what you're saying, is something I was reading this week that, you know, when Moses was leading the children of Israel, a couple million people, out of, you know, Egypt, there were different times when he went back to his father-in-law, and I'm giving the complete short paraphrase version of the story, but he went back to his father-in-law, and his father-in-law said, hey, you can't do all of what you're doing. You'll burn out. You can't do this by yourself. You can't be alone and do this. You've got to get some other people to help, you know, run this whole operation you got going here. And they literally put in place, and with an excellent fatherly wisdom, being passed down, and as I read that, I thought, you know, that's exactly what we're doing with this whole quality enrollment, with this whole mentoring process, is we're learning how to do it as a team and rely and call on other people and do three ways and find people that are a little smarter than us in different areas, or hey, where do I get that, or how do I do that, and we can leverage on each other's experiences. And Joanne, as I was reading that, I thought of you, how many times you've called on me, which has been a pure joy of mine, because it's no task at all. I mean, you got me out of the kitchen yesterday, away from the hyperactive, you know, African. Ethiopian. Sorry, our daughter Addie. She's just, you know, a live wire, so we call her the crazy African. She asked me this week when she'll no more be brown again. She gets older. it took me all of, what, 2.5 minutes to send you the information so you could pass it on to your people. And it really is a team effort. And it does make it fun. And it's not, I want everybody to understand here, it's not about leading with the products or leading with the business. It's just sharing NECAN. It's having fun. And the thermalwares, I mean, for example, we had them and they're gone, you know. And I had a guy ask me last night, he said, hey, Ben, did you end up getting a set of those? Your dad said that they didn't last very long. I said, I did. He said, well, what are they like? I said, well, I don't even know how to describe it. I just said, I've been sleeping with them. And he said, the problem is, I should have bought an extra set because they're so wonderful. And I was trying to parlay what other people have shared, but I said, they're just wonderful. And I said, but they'll be back. They'll be back in a few months, and I said, then we can really have some fun with them. But, Joanne, what you shared just now, it reminded me of that we're real, this is a team effort, and we're just having fun, really, really sharing. Who did I want to go to next? Well, let me ask you this, Joanne. Joanne, do you find in, as you're sharing with people and as you're doing this, are there any things that really just get you frustrated that you've not been able to resolve, or, you know, what is the greatest thing that, I mean, besides the computer issues, because that can be there for all of us, but is there anything else that you just feel like, man, if I could just overcome this, and we could really get this thing in high gear?
It's hard for people to believe how great these things work without showing them an example. I think they think it's a lot of hype, although it's not, and you have to show them. And I think that's the main problem, is getting them to believe what you're saying, that it is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And we can show them, can't we?
Yes.
Through quick energy tests, through quick, demonstration. Pat Kelly. Are you still on the line? You might have disappeared on us. Okay. Let's go to Jeannie. Oh no, go ahead. Okay, Pat, there you are. I heard that sweet voice of yours. Pat, you're been in Nikon a while, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes, 18 years, yep.
Okay, same as Julie, okay. And same as Julie. Julie's an executive. I got to go down and look at my list. Where did you go, Julie? Julie is a senior. You're a bronze, okay?
Yes.
So you're grandfathered in as a bronze because we don't have that position anymore, so... You're earning the same amount as a non-qualified silver, 15% every month. And what's been the? I know you shared this a couple weeks ago when I called on you, but let's fast forward to today. What's the motivating factor that keeps you going?
I really want to set up enough money that I can pay my own bills and set up microloans for folks.
Okay.
I know I'm really struggling.
Okay. And do you see this, what you're doing with Nikon, as a tangible way to pull that off?
Well, I'm beginning to.
Okay.
Up to this point, it's not been, it's been viable for, it's kept me healthy, but it's not been a money maker at all.
Okay.
And I should say that I've also kept Nikon a pretty good secret.
And it's when we keep things a secret, they probably don't grow as or incubate the way we want them to, do they?
I let people's nose stop me, so I just quit for a while and just ordered my own autoship stuff, and that's how it was. So now I'm reaching out more to people, but most of the people I know have a limited income. So I need to expand my people group.
And I would encourage you, because I've been in that boat so many times, just because there's a need does not mean necessarily that person will understand. There's an email that Dave Johnson sent down this week, and one of the things that I gleaned from it is that the average American, how many Americans are there? 300 million. The average American spends $1,000 a year on lottery tickets.
Wow.
Here's the part of that statistic that really killed me, was that those in the poverty income level, poverty level is average $13,000. That's what they define poverty, and there's a group of Americans that are in that category.
Mm-hmm.
They spend 9% annually of their income on lottery tickets.
Holy
shit. Yeah.
More.
So when we look at people that we categorize, or they say, you know, I just can't afford that, I really want to get that necklace because I got some neck issues, some shoulder issues because of a car accident, but I, you know, $35 cost, that year cost, which you're willing to pass on to me, you know, or $40-some retail and shipping and sales, I just can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the previous 2, 3, 4 weeks, they dropped at least that, if not more, on lottery tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to understand that some people, they just, even if we provide them the answer. Now, sometimes we might need to take it a step further and develop a little team of orphans, so to speak, or some cases, you know. And Jesus said, you know, the poor you'll always have with you.
Yes, I think... My idea is to 10% of the people I work with can have it at wholesale.
That is a great formula.
Because that's a form of hiding that I can probably do.
Okay. And, you know, we can do that with the customer program.
Yes.
Let me Let me just address that really quick, because it seems like this week, more than any other week, I've helped people set up the customer discount. How do we do that? How do you do that on your thing? It's really, really easy and very, very fast to do. My business. Go underneath the My Business tab, and you don't have to have the advanced unique in or be paying for the personal webpage. This is all set up. It's all right there. My Business, the fourth one from the bottom, is PWP product discount.
Mm-hmm.
You click on that, you go in there, and you set on that tab. You go in and you, whoops, I went to the wrong one. Go back to that, and it gives you at the very bottom of that, right above where it says submit changes, to add a new promotion code, enter below. You enter the code, whatever series of numbers you want to put in there. If you want to give them, put a 10% code in, well then write 10 or write 100 or whatever you can remember, and then you put the discount percent, and then you click submit changes. And you can set those up and go to run for a time frame, or you can set a default discount so that every one of your customers will get a certain percentage off.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want somebody to get it at cost, like what you just said, Pat, well then you put a 20% discount in there and then put a code. And then when you tell people when they order or when I order this for you, you're going to get, as a customer, one of mine, I'm going to allow you to get it at cost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's really simple to set up, and it's always there, and so that one's registered as a customer. They're connected with NECAN. And if we, and again, getting people in connected to NECAN, getting them connected to the solutions, they're going to get results. They're going to start telling other people. I don't know where one of our customers is going to go, but I'm looking at the computer right now. She just ordered a Vital Day Pack. This happened all of 45 minutes ago, and when I reached out to her via Facebook 2 months ago and asked her the question, hey, do you know any other young moms that could use a little bit extra energy, she wrote me back and said, duh, I got 6 kids. That's me. I sent her two packs of the 10-4. I didn't know where it was going to go. I really honestly didn't. She contacted me yesterday morning, she contacted me 2 days ago, Thursday morning, as I was making breakfast for the girls, and said, Vance, if I sign up as a consultant or whatever it's called here, is there some packs that I can really get the biggest bang for my buck? I'm looking for something for our fifth grader who's ADD, ADHD. I didn't know that she had a fifth grader with that issue. And here's a woman who we've had no communication other than Facebook and texting, and she refused to talk on the phone. And 6 weeks ago, when she registered as a customer and bought the 10-4, she refused to be a consultant. Her words exactly, I don't have any desire to be a secret agent, distributor, or, you know, whatever you guys call it. I'm not going to do this as a business. Well, 48 hours ago, and I could scroll through my text and read what she wrote me, but the summed up version is, she said, I find myself sharing both the tea and the shakes with everybody that I'm working with. They think I'm crazy, and they said I couldn't have that much discipline. She said, but this is just so easy to talk to other people. And I don't know if I want to do the business right now, but I find myself talking about it all the time. And literally, I'm looking at the computer. 45 minutes ago, she enrolled herself, bought the Vital Day Pack, 2 things of 10-4, and 2 things of 2 canisters of the chocolate Vital Balance. Started as a customer. And that's a godsend to me. And I'm not bragging on anything I did. I didn't do anything. I just let her discover NECAN as she wanted to. We got time for one more, and I've only got a couple announcements, but Ron and Candy, you guys are both on the line, so let's take advantage of this. I can't see your numbers, so I'll report to the group where you're at. What's your personal volume this month?
Just over 600.
Just over 600. So you made the quality enrollment, and how much of that is from customers?
225.
Okay. And was that divvied up between two different customers or more in one or what?
We had two new customers in February.
Okay. And did they both order over 100 points for it?
Yes.
Yay! So let's do a little cheer. So what does that mean will be automatically attributed or tabbed onto your account on March 15th?
That would be a 50.
That'd be a 50. Exactly. That's a good way of looking at it. So you get $50 worth of free Neekin product, or as Rick Murphy shared, but I'm not going to spend it. He said, what Paige and I are going to do, we're going to get a bunch more of those customers until we got about $1,500 in free Neekin, you know, Neekin reward dollars. And I'm going to be that guy that buys 100 pair of socks.
All right.
Okay, we're gonna wait
until this new firmware, and then we'll spend our 50s on buying another pair of those when they come out again.
There you go. Well, let's see. Do we have enough time? So that'll be awarded March 15th. So April, May, June, July, August, September. I don't know if we'll have them back by when you can spend them on the Thermal Wars, but maybe. But you'll have plenty of new customers between now and then to bank some others. One of the things
is that one of our new folks did sign up for $100 ownership.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
yes,
that's even better.
That's right. Encouraging.
Okay. Auto ship is not essential, but it's helpful. And when a customer joins for AutoShip, they get a 10% discount below the retail value. And we've got a customer. And eventually they may develop into a consultant. And there's really fun ways to do that, you know, over the course of, you know, 3-4 months. And you can just simply say, hey, you know, looking back, you know, we might have done you a disservice. We probably should have put you in as a consultant. You could have saved that because the auto ship price that we get is this. And most people, I don't think, will be too bent out of shape over that. And they'll say, well, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Maybe I should have done that. But, you know, if we don't present it, then, and so, but, you know, as Julie said at the very beginning of the call, you know, we know, you get a sense of when you're pushing too hard. So let's remember that.
We have on tap another new customer for the end of next week, and then a college student that most likely be a customer sometime in the early part of March.
There you go. Ron, Candy, have you guys found that the more you're talking about this and the more people that, you know, because everybody's got their own time frame, and we want, you know, of course, all of us want everybody that we talk to right then and there to join. But did you guys, because I don't remember your story, did you join the very second you first heard about Neekin?
We joined when we first heard about Neekin because it was a time of life we needed to.
Okay.
It was so long ago that the training options weren't as effective as our current one. And we were faithful to at least two different programs, but there was nobody in our neighborhood, we count that as a 50-mile radius. So we were trying to lead programs that we needed to be learning from in order to have something happening. So we are very thankful for the current opportunities and getting more vocal from it.
And the story that we had from the person that introduced us to Neekin was so life-changing for her that we had not much option but to see the benefits of the product as well.
Well, you know, I think the beautiful thing is that everybody has a different story. We all have our own story. And whether that was last year or 18 years ago or 23 years ago or 25 years ago, we all have our own story. And Neekin is different today than it was even 5 years ago. And we get to share that with people and let them discover it for themselves. And in that process, each and every person is going to have their own journey. You know, that's a beautiful thing. Let me ask you one more question, Ron and Candy. Are you learning to overcome some of these little hurdles? Is there a greatest frustration to you guys that you're learning just to work through? No, see, perfect. It's Niken is perfect. You guys don't have any issues, and you're blowing and growing.
I'm still working on me, and me is continuing to grow and offering people the opportunity to buy the product and to join the business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that they sound, you know, self-inflating, but I'm really good at sharing with people about the products and eliciting their enthusiasm about the opportunity and giving them a demonstration that captures their attention. And I have to develop, I'm continuing to develop my ability to move beyond that.
And a lot of that is time, as we want for this for people the same way that we wanted it or that we discovered it, and we just jumped on to it, and that's not going to be the case for everybody. And I think that...
I also have to offer it.
Yeah, because in our culture today, everything in our culture seems to be urgent, but is it important? And when was the last time you actually saw somebody walking down the sidewalk or waiting at a bus stop or out in public by themselves and they weren't doing anything or they didn't have their handheld communication device buried 8 inches in front of their nose? It's not very often.
Yeah.
We're surrounded and inundated with information, but really, is it all that important? No. What's important, even for us, and this is something that I'm scolding myself on, is that when we're out in public, standing, waiting, you know, whatever it may be, put that communication device away and look around. There are people right in front of us that maybe just a hi, hello, how are ya, would make their day. Because we just don't know. Let me finish with this. I just got this text. All of 8 minutes ago. This is our brand new consultant as of this morning, and she wrote me this. This is the measure that the vital balance and the 10-4 are helping me. Again, this is the mom of 6 kids, all right? I have made dinner every single night for the last 2 weeks. Not a single cereal night. To her, that's huge because 6 kids under the age of 15 will really take it out of you. So the fact that she's been able to make dinner for her family because of the energy level that the 10-4 and the Vital Balance have provided, that's huge. And this is the one that just ordered the Vital Day Pack, 2 canisters of chocolate, and 2 boxes of the 10-4. She started as a customer 6 weeks ago. And yes, Mom, go ahead.
I know that, I was trying to remember where this came up, but I think it was a conversation that was private, and maybe not everybody else has heard it because I did not hear this. What Elaine Conley said about why she continually has the fact what's on.
You want me to share that?
I want you to share that.
Okay.
Unless she's on the line and wants to explain it.
Elaine? Connelly, Cleveland, Ohio, are you on the line by any chance? If you are, can you hit *6? It'd be great if you could share your own story. Okay, she's not on. Elaine shared this, and this was, I don't remember if this was on this call or another call we were on, but she said the reason why she wears the MagFlex in her back every single day.
Maybe say where she is in the profession.
Okay, a retired registered nurse, worked for, is it Pharma? Pharma Clinic, Pharma Hospital there in Cleveland, Ohio. It's not the Cleveland Clinic, but Pharma. And I may have these details a little bit skewed, but she shared with me, she said, Vance, I don't have a back issue anymore. And here's a gal who was once, she's a cancer thriver, and she was once living in a wheelchair for a good portion of her life. And she said, but not having a back issue today, the reason why I wear the MagFlex is because our environment has so drastically changed. And that when I walk into a public building that's got Wi-Fi, that's got fluorescent lighting, that's got all the other negative EMF generators that are out there, that MagFlex literally helps protect my body because of the contact it's making on my spinal column and putting all the good things into my body. It's like a little mini force field. And she said, I don't have the issues that could set me back. And she said, but it's just a preventative maintenance. And the M-Strides will do that. However, for some of us, maybe if we're, again, if you're in an environment where there's all that going on, it might be a really good solution. And then, hey, what better way when you're talking to somebody, you always have it right there. And say, well, this is what I use.
Most of us have some of that environment in our own home. And, you know, it never dawned on me why I keep reaching and making sure I'll go back upstairs just when I'm around the house and put my back legs on. Why have I been doing that? I don't have a problem with my back. I never have had a problem with my back. But intuitively, I have put that on and not even given it any thought. Now, I've been doing that for months and months and months. And I never, ever used to wear it regularly except when I knew I was going to be doing something where I'd be using my back. So, you know, listen to your body. I guess it tells us in subtle ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, we've gone over, and I apologize for that, but thank you to all of you wonderful people that shared. This is getting to be so much fun. Thank you for really, really making this a great month. I know February is a shorter month by 2 to 3 days than the rest of the month, but the month is not over until 11:59 and 59 seconds. Those of us here on the West Coast and those on the East Coast, a little bit later by 3 hours. So have some fun with it. But again, remember what we've gleaned from today's call is let people discover Niken through their own timing and at the same time figure out what that sense of urgency is to motivate them, you know, to really, you know, make that plunge and do what they want to do. Because it really, really gets to be fun when we start connecting people with solutions. So have a great rest of the weekend. Can't wait to see several dozen of you in Orlando on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. And I think that's all I've got. So thank you again to everybody who's participated, those via text, email, or live on the phone. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, if not before. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
To learn more about Niken, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.